Being with you always turns me on. So much. I love everything we do together. Everything. I love your arms around me, the way they feel. They're so, so strong. I honestly think that your arms are as strong as my legs. Maybe strong. But you don't just wrap them around me as hard as you can and hurt me. No. At least. Not unless we're doing a scene like that. And then, oh, they're just perfect for that. But even when we're not doing that, your arms are perfect, they are. You know just how to hold me. You know just how tightly to hold me. Please hold me. Strange. Strange how being in your arms can make me feel so weak and yet so, so safe. I love it. I adore it. I love the way you kiss me. When you gently brush my lips with yours, oh. When you just barely give me a taste of you, a tease, oh. It drives me wild with temptation. And then you can press your lips to mine just a little bit harder, and oh. You make me feel like the only woman who has ever been loved by a man, the only one. A little more pressure. And you're telling me how much I tempt you. Telling me how badly you want me. You know, I would never deny myself to you. Never. You know just where to put your lips, and it's not always on mine. When you put your lips on my chin, when you do that, I know you really, really mean business. And I never know what you'll do. I never know. Will you just kiss me some more? Or will there be sucking, licking, blowing, or biting? I never know. What I do know is that you'll always find the exact combination that just puts me in the mood. The mood to suck your soul out through the end of your perfect cock. Always. Oh. The way you use your mouth on my breasts, oh, is worthy of poetry. Pure silken poetry. You're licking and suckling and nibbling all the edge of teeth. It is the most beautiful torture any nipple has known. I always fought people who talked about orgasm. Breastplay were just insane, completely crazy. But then I met you. I still don't think it will ever happen to me, but I never thought I could get as close as I do with you either. It's not just your mouth. Your hands. Your hands know every inch of my breasts, and oh, they know exactly how to brush, rub, and roll. They know exactly when I can take it rough too. And then, then you pull and twist and squeeze. Give me pain so exquisitely pleasurable that it's almost better than pure pleasure. Oh, darling, I love the way you touch me. You know how to run your hands over my skin so lightly that it drives me nearly insane. Drives me out of my head with lust for you, with want, desire, need. A desperate need that I just, please touch me, please. You know how to touch me so that I bruise. So that I feel used. You know, I don't think you'll ever completely understand how much I love to feel used by you. It is a feeling that has no equal. At least in terms of how completely it turns me on. I burn. I know how you feel about. And I know you want to express that, but oh, most of the time I'd just be happy for you to put your hands on me. Put your hands on me, please. Pose me however you like and just get your rocks off. Please, please, please put your hands on me, please. I know that even if it doesn't feel good for me at all, even if I'm just left horny and wanting by the thought of sex with you, I know that your hands will make up the difference. Those hands, those fingers, fuck. Oh, your fingers on my pussy. In my pussy. Fuck. They just melt me. Your hands are so strong and often so rough with the rest of me. And yet on my pussy, they're nothing like that. Those hands, those clever, strong hands, they know just how gentle to be to get me started. And just how firm they need to be so that I can finish. They know every fold and feature of me. They know exactly where to rub and where to flick. Every time you finish before me, oh, your touch is exactly what I need, what I crave. I love the way you fuck me too. Please. You certainly don't always finish first, oh no. Your amazing cock feels so good inside of me. There has never been a more perfect cock than yours. Never. Not in the history of the world. Never. It rubs me exactly the right way. In and out. In and out, oh fuck. And I love the way it just stretches me so hard. Fuck. I love the way you fuck my pussy, I do, I love it. You're the first man who ever made me come by fucking me, just by You're the only man who's ever made me come by fucking me. You're incredible, cock. That gorgeous cock is pure pleasure inside of me. Even when you're fucking me fast, impatient to come. Or when you're fucking me. Just for the sheer selfish fun of it, you still feel amazing. So fucking amazing. Darling, I will take your perfect cock in my pussy anytime you want. Anywhere you want. Oh, that's how much I love it. I love the way you fuck my ass too. Fuck, please. Anal sex has never felt that good to me. And it still doesn't. Not really. But your cock. Your wonderful cock is so deliciously thick that the way it stretches me. Edges at some of my darker fantasies. My secret fantasies. Fantasies of non-concern. Of being unable to escape, of being hurt. Of being taken and used. Oh, used against my will. How much better that fantasy is if you're the one using me. If yours is the pleasure that I can't wiggle out of satisfying. You even inspire fantasies of surreal, you do, you do. Fantasies of you fucking me with a cock so large that it could literally split me in half. The kind of fantasies that I would be ashamed to share with anyone else. But you. You can satisfy them without even trying. Fuck. You satisfy all of my fantasies. And I love it. More than that, oh, fuck. More than that, I love it when you fuck my mouth, please. Fuck my mouth, please. I think that's my favorite. Oh, I really do, it's my favorite. Oh, I want. It's honest. There's no pretense to it. It's just. There's no pretending that the stimulation is mutual. That we're trying to make each other come on. You're boldly, unapologetically using the prettiest part of me to make your delectable cock feel good. To make yourself come. My pleasure doesn't enter into it. My comfort hardly enters into it. Oh, it's all about pleasing you. And you know me. I'm a giver. A giver and a pleaser, and oh, I want to please you. Pleasing you is what I enjoy the most. Oh. Especially when there's nothing in it for me except the sheer submissive rush of knowing how good I've made you feel. And that's what I love. That's what really turns me on. And there's nothing that turns me on more than taking your big, beautiful cock in my mouth. Lowering myself to my knees before you. Seeing you smile with that knowledge of what's to come next. The feeling of your, indescribable, irresistible cock in my mouth. So big and hard. Utterly perfect. You're so big and I'm so small. I know that it'll never be easy for me to take your delicious cock in the way that you really like. But having to work at it, having to work and strain and even suffer, oh. All to please you. Challenging myself. Oh, it is so fucking hot. It is. And so is having my mouth filled. Well, overwhelmed, really, with the taste of your wonderfully sexy cock. Oh, the smell. Fuck. Kneeling for you and having you right there, right in my face. Oh, it fills my whole head with the scent of you. The heady, intoxicating scent of you. It's like a drug to me. Addictive, intoxicating, and oh, I want it. If someone told me to pick one position that would be the only one I could use for the rest of my life, for the rest of my days, I would want it to be on my knees in front of you. Your gorgeous cock pointed right at my face where it belongs. Inhaling that big, beautiful cock. Sucking as hard and as deep as I possibly can. Sucking like my life depends on pleasing you. Like my life depends on getting your perfect, your gorgeous cock ready to explode. My lips and throat wrapped so tight around your lovely length. My mouth open, ready, eager to take every inch and every drop. Being face-fucked and force-fed your delicious cock and cum. Over and over and over and over every day. For the rest of I wouldn't complain, oh no, I wouldn't complain once. You know, I don't care how or why I end up on my knees for you. As long as I get to assume my place beneath you and do everything I can to make you feel good. Let me make you feel good. You know, I can tell you how many times I've read an advice column that says a man should never push a woman's head down. Whoever writes those columns doesn't know shit. They've never talked to me. I love it when you push me down. Oh, push me down. Fuck. I love it when you force me to my knees. Make me assume my place beneath you. My place before your gorgeous cock, ready to serve. Let me serve you. I love it when you push your hips into me and grind your big, beautiful cock against my face. So direct, so demeaning, and so fucking hot. Being so close to your magnificent cock line, the fuck. Oh. It's exhilarating. It makes me want to suck and suck and suck. God. I want to suck you from beginning to end. I love feeling your cock get hard in my mouth, yes. Feeling you get ready to fuck. Oh, and knowing. Knowing that it's because I made you horny, because I made you feel good. I did it. Knowing, no, knowing, hoping. Hoping that my hard work will put you in the mood to be pleased, to use me. Wondering with a warmth between my legs if you're going to wet my mouth over hard and long. Hard and long until you're ready to come. Your warm, thick cum is worth the wait. It is worth the wait. Plus, I know you'll give me plenty of your delicious pre-cum to tide me over. God, I love your pre-cum. The taste of it. I love that once your tasty, delicious, delectable cock is all the way hard, the pre-cum starts dripping out of your perfectly shaped head and just doesn't stop. Doesn't stop. And I don't have to go without the taste of you. Oh, I love the way you taste. I just adore your flavor. The taste of your pre-cum. It whets my appetite. It makes me hungry. Real thing. It makes me forget about everything else except pleasing you. Pleasing you is the only thing that matters. Turns me on so much that if you let me suck you off from beginning to end, if you let me, if you are so kind, I barely need to be touched to reach my own orgasm. Oh, fuck. But being honest, my orgasm isn't half as rewarding as yours is. And if I'm going to come, oh, I really want to come on my knees in front of you. I love the way you look down at me when I'm on my knees. That knowing look. That knowing look you give me when you're thinking you could do anything you want to me. Anything. Anything at all. And I'll just take it, and take it, and take it. And maybe even beg for more. And you know it. You know it. God, it makes me quake with lust. I love the way you look at me sometimes. The way you look at me when we're not doing anything sexual at all. That look. It just turns me on so much when your gaze changes and you can't take your eyes off my face. And I know, I just know that you're thinking back to the last time I went down on you. Fuck. I'd do it again. I would, you know, I would do it anytime, anywhere. All you have to do is ask, all you have to do is ask. Do you have any idea what it does to me every time I think about the fact that your favorite hole to fuck? Fuck. Fuck my mouth. Fuck my mouth. When I think about the that your favorite hole to fuck me is never, ever covered. Not even in public. Oh, fucking fuck. I love it. I love it. I love having your lustful eyes on me when we're together. When we're out in public. Like I'm your secret public porn fantasy. I love feeling like your favorite part of me is always available to you, and it is. And when I make your favorite part of me available, I love the way you touch me. Please touch me. Sometimes you tease me by running your fingers over my face so lightly. I get all tingly and ticklish. Sometimes you show your appreciation by caressing my face and hair. Lightly and full of affection. A lot of times you grab my head roughly. You hold it in place so you can have your way with my face, with my mouth, with my throat. You hold it in place so you can get that perfect angle. The perfect depth, the perfect stroke to make your cock, your gorgeous cock, explode with pleasure. Oh, and I love feeling used like that. Oh, I love it. I do. But what I love even more than that is your cum in my mouth. Fuck. It's like a dessert. a reward, and oh, the hottest, sexiest thing that you could imagine. All at the same time. All. I am up for absolutely anything that ends with your cock in my mouth. With your cum in my mouth, yes. I love it when you take your time with me. When you hold back and make me earn that, oh, earn that gorgeous, gorgeous cum. Make me earn your pleasure. I love it just as much when you get impatient. Impatient with me, and then things get rough. Go ahead. Use my face. Make it your fuck toy. If that's what you want, oh, then that's what I want too. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Darling, if you masturbated into glasses and left them around the house for me, I would drink them down with pleasure. So, when you ask if you can come in my mouth, it's a little like me asking you if it would be okay to let you fuck my brains out and then bring you a beer when you're done. So next time you're wondering, what does she want? What does she want in repayment for this blowjob? Oh. Remember that what I want most is for you to enjoy me. What gratifies me most is pleasing you and making you feel good. I want to make you feel good. I just thought you should know.